readings for you this morning. The first is by Shel Silverstein. Listen to the mustn'ts. Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossible and won'ts. Listen to the never haves. Then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. The next reading is from the Tao Te Ching, translated by Stephen Mitchell. If you realize that all things change, there is nothing you will try to hold on to. If you aren't afraid of dying, there's nothing you can't achieve. Trying to control the future is like trying to take the master carpenter's place. When you handle the master carpenter's tools, chances are that you'll cut yourself. All things change. We change daily, hourly, with each experience and with each breath. This is simply truth. We have the fresh young face of a 2-year-old and then a 20-year-old, and with barely two blinks, our faces are webbed with wrinkles and our hair is thin and gray. We change homes and cities and states. We change teachers, schools, classes, majors, and jobs. We change friends. We marry and divorce and remarry. Our cells change, our atoms change, our hearts change, and our minds change. All things change. Some change we choose, some we do not. Some we want and like and embrace, and some we don't want, don't like, and fight against. Most of my life, I have disliked change. Once my situation was comfortable and happy, I wanted it to stay that way. And even if it wasn't comfortable and happy, I liked that it was known and predictable. I like routines. I like habits and rituals. I find comfort in predictable daily, weekly, and annual patterns. When I was raising my three sons, their days and weeks and years were constructed around routines and rituals. We read books every night. We had pizza and movies on Fridays. Each Christmas, we had a gingerbread house-making party. We read the same books and ate homemade cinnamon rolls and fruit every Christmas morning. The boys had the otherwise forbidden sugared cereal every Valentine's Day. We had an enormous party and egg hunt each Easter. We went to church camp every Memorial Day weekend, and in the summer we spent a week at Priest Lake. I loved the structure of our lives, and so did they. I think a significant reason I was drawn into church life was ritual. Not that UUs are really big on ritual, but we certainly do have it. We come together every Sunday morning. The flow of the service is nearly always the same. We sing, light the chalice, have poetry or thoughtful readings, and a sermon. Each year we celebrate water communion, Day of the Dead, Christmas Eve, Easter, and flower communion. When I imagined myself as a minister before I became one, I saw myself leading these rituals rhythmically year in and year out, which I now think is really funny in a life got me kind of way, because somehow I didn't notice back, but that I didn't notice back then was one of the most important functions of congregations is helping each other through change. We bless babies, recognize youth as they move into adulthood, marry people, and do memorial services. When lives change in happy ways, we celebrate together. Each week, we light the chalice for joys. And then we celebrate births, new members, graduations, and retirements. When life changes in painful days, we light candles of sorrow. And we grieve and support each other. We help each other through accidents, divorces, and illnesses. In religious communities, one of our purposes is to help each other transform. So our lives are deeper and more meaningful, and we can experience ever more fully our connection to the web of life. We help each other become more compassionate, helpful, joyful, accepting, and kind. Ministry is all about creating and managing change, which is ironic for me, since I have spent most of my life resisting the experience of change. I don't like change because for me it all feels like things are out of control. Those routines and habits that I just like so much end. And there aren't any new ones. There's this liminal transitional period where it's nothing's there. All my purposes and plans are gone, or they're different, or show themselves in new ways, and everything is unstable and feels dreadfully unsafe. It's like I don't know where anything is. My belly crackles and jumps. My mind spins like a hamster on a wheel. There is no traction. I'm sliding on ice, terrified I will get hurt or hurt someone else. If I wanted the change, I nearly always decide it was a huge mistake. And if I didn't want the change, I am furious or devastated. My mistake, of course, in all of that past, was the idea that I ever had control of anything. That pizza and a movie on Friday nights, while always fun, never guaranteed in any way that we would all be together and prepared to have pizza and a movie the following week or the next month or the next year. But I had been taught that life was mine to control. Dr. Seuss spoke of this morning in part of his reading. I was told if I worked hard enough that a good life and a happy life was possible. I was told to study hard, get good grades, get into a good college, and then I would get a job that I liked and paid well. I was taught my destiny was my own to create. It was about me. If people's lives were difficult or unsuccessful, I learned it was because they had made bad choices. And all I had to do was make good choices and avoid the bad choices. What I learned was absolutely wrong. No one told me that I would not have control over almost everything that would affect my life. I would not get to decide if the job market was favorable when I needed a job, or if the cost of housing and milk and gas would be affordable on my income. I would not get to decide who was in my class or school or job and how they would treat me. I would not get to decide if there was an accident or a natural disaster or sickness or mental illness that affected me or my family or my friends. I would not get to decide the temperaments of my children or the actions of the people I loved. I would not actually get to determine the outcomes of my life. All things change, says the Tao Te Ching. Change is all there is. If you are a child or youth, school ends this week. Summer will be different, and so will next year. Maybe you will have great teachers, but you might not. Maybe your friends will be in your classes, but they might not. Whatever part of your life that you are in, the next hour, month, or year are unpredictable, as much as we plan and count on certain things as being true. Trying to control the future, says the Tao Te Ching, is like trying to take the master carpenter's place. When you handle the master carpenter's tools, chances are you'll cut yourself. When we try to steer our lives toward what we want and expect the future to be, and that is not what happens, it's painful, because there is a free fall into something entirely different. The different might actually be a better place, but that in-between is still uncertain, and most of us fear uncertainty more than we fear physical pain. The idea that we can control outcomes is part of white American culture. However, this whole idea that so much of what we tell ourselves and our children isn't true. A more honest and realistic way to live is to simply to let go and to give up on outcomes, and live in the present moment. All is uncertain, but this actual moment. James Baldwin wrote in Nobody Knows My Name, any real change implies the breakup of the world as one has already known it. the loss of all that gave one identity, the end of safety. And at such a moment, unable to see and not daring to imagine what the future will now bring, one clings to what one knew, or thought one knew, what one possessed, or dreamed that one possessed. Yet it is only when a person is able, without bitterness or self-pity, to surrender a dream that they have long cherished, or a privilege they have long possessed, that they are set free, that they set themselves free for higher dreams, for greater privileges. But letting go of those dreams is difficult. Letting go of habits and routines, purposes and plans, stability and safety is hard. But once you realize that none of those things was real anyway, the future becomes something else entirely. It becomes possibilities. Life becomes something to surf, to create and experience. We can remember what Shel Silverstein says, "Listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be." It's true. But we have to be open to what is there. In the last few years, my life has changed frequently. And mostly, those changes have been out of control and unwelcome. And that is when I learned to just let go of trying to control outcomes. Life itself forced my hand. Now when change happens, I figure out what I still have. I sort out what I can and cannot influence, and I try to relax. My belly still might crackle and jump some, but usually it doesn't bother me for long. My mind might spin like a hamster, but usually it's just for a short time. I have learned to laugh at all my expectations that life is going to continue as it does now. I have taken up a practice I call change surfing. I allow myself to get caught in the challenge of responding and finding new possibilities. I remember that old Buddhist story about the farmer who never assumes to know whether something that happened is good or whether it's bad. My resistance to change has faded because I finally have learned through life that change is all there is, and I will never get anywhere particular. Religious communities manage change. They have rituals for the big transitions in our lives, a new child, marriages, death. Rituals help. They tell us loudly, hey, really big change is happening here. Pay attention. And they bring community together to support those changes. Our personal rituals and habits of our lives can also help ground us in the chaos. Where we live and who we live with might be different, but still, we sit each morning sipping coffee from our favorite cup. We may move to a new town, but the library still has Harry Potter books, and we can still sit in our favorite chair that we brought with us. This grounding in ritual and routine helps us steady us so we can seek possibilities. Today, we celebrate in ritual change in people's lives. We welcome new members, mark the transformation of a youth into a young adult, and say goodbye to a beloved DRE. I hope each person we celebrate will let go of what they expect to happen next and discover what is actually there. I hope this for all of us. Then we can live in possibility. And remember that anything can happen. Anything can be. Amen.